It's really normal when it's taken a little bit of time to happen for a person to find that it's difficult to imagine a pregnancy or being a parent. And this is normal. It's really normal. And what this trance seeks to do is to be able to develop those visualizations for you to be able to step into a future time when things have changed. And by stepping into this future time, leading with the mind, then the body can allow itself to follow. And the unconscious does control so many of our unconscious processes, such as hormone balance, temperature regulation, cycles. And so in a nutshell, it's just to help your unconscious to understand that a pregnancy is something that you want. And so your unconscious can set to work with all of its ability to regulate all of these different processes into helping this happen easily for you. Now, I don't fully believe in the law of attraction, but I believe that there is something within the law of attraction. That just by visualizing stuff, you might just get it. Not because anything universal from the outside has bestowed it upon you, but because you've begun to make little shifts and changes on the inside, which can open up, accept, and shift aside to welcome new possibilities, both physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally as well. You see, I once knew a hypnotherapist who decided that she'd like to develop her own hypnobirthing course. And as part of this, she had to develop some trances for pregnant women. And in order to be able to develop these trances for pregnant women, it was important for her to be able to step into that space as a pregnant woman so that she could record it and deliver it from that perspective. And so she did. And it took quite a while for this hypnotherapist to really start her business. Quite a few years, in fact. And the reason being that every time she stepped into that space of imagining that she was pregnant, she would become pregnant. And that happened a couple of times. Then she is very sure that the fact that she was stepping into that space meant that her body listened, and your body can follow that listening. And as you go into trance, whether that's a light trance or a deep trance, you can listen with not listening, and you cannot listen while really listening too. And you can take on board all of the suggestions, some of the suggestions, or none. And you can do it consciously or unconsciously. You can let go of the things that you feel aren't relevant for you. And you can take on board those things that you feel are relevant for you, can't you? So as you just settle yourself down now and get yourself comfortable, being aware of your breathing in that way, sending air to important parts, to be pumped around your body as your unconscious does, without you even thinking about it. And you can help this process too, consciously. But the chances are that most of the time you're not consciously thinking about your breathing, are you? Or where it goes when you breathe in deeply. Because you can feel supported. And whether you're feeling supportedly unsupported or unsupportedly well supported doesn't matter as much as the fact that you're relaxing now. And there may be sounds that you can hear on the outside as you notice anything new on the inside. Because as you notice a sensation in your left foot, you can wonder how come you never noticed it before. Because it's been there all the time. But it's good to know that you can shift your focus of attention down to a foot and wonder whether it feels heavier or lighter than the right foot, or whether it's the right foot that feels the heaviest and the one that's left is the lightest, or both, or neither. And that's okay. Because as you bring your attention back to your breathing, and letting go inside, then you can allow thoughts to come in. And that's all right, because there's always a part of you that's listening. And whether you allow your thoughts to just quieten down and drift off, and that's okay too. Because some people in trance sometimes experience a sense of duality, being here and there. This or that. And here and there. And neither. To just drift down to a place where you feel fully comfortable. A familiar and unfamiliar place of unfamiliar familiarity is okay. That's right. And you can search here and find easily a box. A box of a particular colour. An easily openable box of a particular texture and weight and size that you can open to discover new things with curiosity and a gentle excitement. Excitingly gentle to reach in and pick out a photo book, very small, smaller than the palm of your hand. A kind of flick book that as you flick through, you notice things change and shift, and time zooms forward in time to a future time where something's changed gradually and effortlessly. And within this book that's smaller than the palm of your hand, there's some black and white pictures. And as you flick through, you notice that the black and white pictures are of you, happy, smiling, relief, enjoyment. And as you flick through now, you can notice the reason for this relief and enjoyment. As you notice yourself pregnant, approximately 40 pictures taken, a week apart, just you at the beginning. And as you flick through now, notice your belly becoming rounder, growing, developing healthily, larger and larger. And so as you either flick through or watch yourself flicking through black and white images over and over again, week by week, pregnancy glowing, growing, delivering new things, new experiences inside, to just look at some black and white pictures. Now, and when you're ready, you can notice as you hold the book that it grows in your hand to a particular size, larger than it was, and still black and white, opening up, flicking through, larger pictures show more detail of what's in the background. And the new things that are easy to notice, with a happy 40 weeks of pictures like this, of your changing body, in enjoying a pregnancy like that, like this. And so as you're continuing to flick through, or watching yourself flick through over and over, you can notice that every time you flick through, the colours can begin to come in like an invisible paint set, an invisible set of paintbrushes have begun to fill in the colour of the detail here. And it may just be one or two pictures to begin with that take on the colour. And as they do, the rest of them begin to follow suit, making some vivid, some pale, but fully discernible colour here. And with each flick through of watching your changing body grow, blossom and bloom, a pregnancy here like a pregnancy like this, to be coloured in full and enjoyed and brightened and made more vivid throughout with each flick through of watching yourself over 40 weeks now. That's right. And you can wonder, when the flick through stops, what beautiful things lie beyond. And as you're wondering about a future time beyond the flick book pictures, you can leaf through and find a particular picture of yourself fully and obviously pregnant, and open the book at this page. And it can be a photograph that you're particularly drawn to. You can take in the detail, absorbing the colours, notice where you are in the picture, and if there's anyone else apart from your unborn baby and you in this picture too, to really notice the detail and the expression on your face. Because someone once said that the eyes are the window to the soul. And eyes like windows, and windows like eyes. I'm wondering what windows and eyes like your eyes are saying. And maybe your hand is somewhere holding a precious part of you. And maybe your gaze is a familiar one that you notice from a past time when you felt just as happy as you do now. To grow this picture, almost like you can't see the edges, it's filling your field of vision, up and down, around to the sides, through, within and without, fully absorbed in what you can see. Light, colour, beautiful expressions of love, watching yourself in a future time, carrying a new baby. That's right. And as you're looking at this picture now, you can step in and identify with the woman in the picture as you absorb yourself into the picture, stepping in and looking out through those windows at the person taking the photo in the place where you are with whoever else happens to be there, as well as your precious baby inside. And you can take a smell of wherever you are and notice any smells or sounds that you hear, and whether that sounds from the outside or things that you're saying on the inside. Doesn't matter as much, as you're free now to take a full 360 of everything. Looking up, looking around, and looking down at your changed body. Your miraculous ability to grow another person inside, and feeling with your hands the changes of your body now, as you notice what it feels like for your feet to be disappearing out of view, and your hands to touch a precious part between here and there. Exploring a new way of being here. Enjoying the sensations of a shift in weight. Stepping fully into new beliefs. And shifting ideas aside. As you can see everything you're seeing. Feeling fully everything you're feeling on the outside and the inside too. And to listen to voices and sounds. Sounds from memory. Of a fast heartbeat that's been picked up and played healthily through a speaker, and the sound of a joyous announcement, and the sound of your calm enjoyment of every moment on the other side, here, now. And so, as the photograph continues to become ever more real, being part of this moment now can begin to move forwards or backwards in time and space, to enjoy and continue to enjoy the day, or the week, or the month, or the year, taking yourself to different times where things have shifted and changed. And as you do, you can grow your experience more now, can't you? because even as you fully experience this time now embodied within a photograph and reality, a feeling pregnant and carrying a precious baby, you can grow those feelings of where do they sit inside and what colour are they? And do they move in a certain way? Because I'd like to invite you to be able to access these feelings at any time. To develop them and grow them so that they occupy the whole space. So that your body can listen to your mind, and your mind can listen to your body and make the connection and drawing lines between here and there. To holistically work together in the most relaxed way possible for you to achieve what you want the most inside. Making it bigger, wider. Experiencing it in a full 360 at any time you choose. Fresh newness and new possibilities. And now, knowing that you know and can recall easily how it feels and what it's like, because you've been there and imagination is as powerful as memory. Because perhaps in this time, as you look back from the future to the now, with all of the new changes taking place, there might be one or more situations when you've noticed increasing flexibility and natural flow. And perhaps there's a particular point in time, even when, as a result of all the new resources you've got, you notice an increased sense of life, harmony, of everything being exactly as it should be, in balance and ready to open up to new opportunities and possibilities inside. And the great thing about a flick book is you can just fit it in the smallest of places and carry it with you to open up either consciously or unconsciously at any time, to grow, to colour, to select a new photo, to step into, to experience, to enjoy new ways of being. And that's good to know, isn't it? So as you bring yourself to a more alert state, having been there, you can bring yourself here, stretching out on the inside and the outside too. And it's eye-opening to know that you can find new gifts in surprising places, even in your conscious daily waking life, as you stretch out with a sense that something has changed and it's all right if you don't yet know what.